The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Psalm 89:34-35.
You see, the Bible reveals to us the nature of God. If you want to really know God, read the Bible. Just read the Bible by the help of the Holy Spirit. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand God. The way God responds to things. The way God reacts to things. What God said about an issue in the Bible. That tells you the nature of God. What God said when David committed adultery with Bathsheba. David was a man after God's own heart. And yet, when David did that, and also orchestrated the death of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 11 that, and the thing David did displeased God. So David, even though you are a man after my own heart, that one is not part of my nature. So that thing you have done will destroy you. And we saw in the Bible what started happening in David's family. In fact, from that time, David's life wasn't the same again. It was the death of Uriah that caused David to miss the opportunity of building the temple.
When
he orchestrated, he wrote a letter. A death letter and gave it to Uriah to go and give to Joab,
the army commander.
Put this man where the battle is very severe. When David wrote that letter, do you know what God said to David later when he wanted to build the tabernacle?
He says,
your hands are defiled with blood.
I see, Moja Aya on Simo man.
It was just a letter David wrote. But God said, your hand. Somebody should take that serious. It was just a letter. But that hand, that wrote. God saw the hand as holding the sword that killed David.
That killed Uriah.
So that disqualified David from building the temple.
David and Sam Fata say, "Obesi asori dino."
So that teaches you the nature of God. That no matter how God is, I am closer to God. When I do this, God will never be happy. That is why I'm saying that if you want to know God, read and study the Bible. Then you know the nature of God. By the way God reacts or responds to people. So when it comes to covenants, So you see, we are seeing a nature of God. Psalm 89, verse 34 and 35. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. That's the nature of God. He doesn't violate.
35,
once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David. I will not lie to David. Put your name there. I will not lie to David. And then from verse 36 and 37, what God said to David, that one was a specific word to David. So God doesn't violate his covenant. Beloved, let's take this message on the covenant very serious. Because when you understand that you are a child of the eternal covenant, and the eternal covenant never expires, the word eternity or eternal simply means the life of God that can be lived here on earth. The life of God that never expires. Amen.
Amen.
And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 20.
Hebrew I've been
looking at this scripture. And it is amazing. I've been reading it again from yesterday. Now, the God of peace. First is the God of peace. Who, through the blood of the eternal covenant. So, the blood of the eternal covenant. So, both the blood and the eternal, they are a way maker. They are a way.
True.
Brought back from the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ. That great shepherd of the sheep. Who through the blood. My brother in yellow. Only today I'm seeing you here. Throughout the 100 days, I'm see, some of you, I'm marking you. Only you, are, I'm seeing you today. You see? I am marking you.
I see. Oh, so be answer.
This 100 days, I am
marking you. And then,
there's some trouble will come and you come to me. What I will tell you?
I see. And then, you have to be able to solve it. And then, you will catch it.
Who threw the blood of the eternal covenant?
I had that upon me more.
Did what? Brought back from the dead. Our Lord Jesus. That great shepherd of the sheep. True. So the eternal covenant brought back Jesus from the dead. Pulled Jesus back. Raise Jesus out of death. Tonight, let the eternal covenant lift you from your current situation to another level. I say tonight, let the eternal covenant change your level, change your level, change your realm, change your level, change your realm, change your level, change your realm, change your level, change your realm. Look, Hebrews chapter 13.
Hebrew Homa eti dumiensa.
Verse
20.
This very scripture simply means that
niti away from nechrese.
The eternal covenant
da apam no
is a level changer.
And san pempe so.
The eternal covenant
da apam no
is a change maker.
Eye ni ema sisaba.
It's a change maker. He's a change bringer. He's a level changer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I said something this morning.
I don't pay or can be.
You see, whenever you see the devil, Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory for the things you are opening my eyes to see. Beloved,
I don't know.
Jesus is coming soon.
And tena Yesu Aba.
The war going on in Israel.
Okuna ekoso Israel no.
Has a great spiritual significance.
Ewo asensude kase pa ijinoma bibi pa kase wo honhomo.
It is either preparing the way for our Lord to appear.
Se esese kwama yerade Yesu Kristo appear Aba.
Or it is to disorganize the plan of the wicked and delay the Lord's coming.
Utimodimfo no nsi se anase mama Awurade ene mbae no aka echi kakra.
Let me tell you.
Mama kan chiro.
The devil know us more than we know him.
Obonsam no onim yen bebre esin se na ye nim ono.
And the devil and his agents, they fear you and I more than we fear them.
Now, when somebody asks me for no so, we throw. We mean we nina. Almost throw and sin. Sin I ain't throw a move.
They fear us.
Almost throw and papa.
I am telling you.
Or can you cry natural?
The devil fears every child of the covenant.
Now, when somebody throw a pamba bia.
Because do you know?
Now, when you be
when you are walking.
Now, sa wunama.
There is a seal on you. Touch not my anointing. And do my prophet no harm. Touch not. Psalm 105 verse 15. But do you know that touch not? Do you know what it means? The touch not. Simply means out of bounds.
And then what you say, hon, obi ankoho.
When you are entering a military zone, you see signboard.
Now, Ura, Asraf, obi, ebimuna, uhu.
Military zone.
I say, so there.
No noise.
Yes, you are.
Military zone. No noise. Hospital. When you go to office, you see some door out of bounds.
Now, come, baby, see, I try to say, ha, obi, a remu, ho, obi, ankoho.
Or staff only.
And that's why you do not pay.
Some you will see strictly. Out of bounds. Strictly out of bounds. Not just out of bounds, but strictly out of bounds. That's the mark the devil sees on you. That's the mark witches and wizards see on you. But because they know that you don't see, the only way the devil curtails his fears.
Now,
listen, the devil and his agents, they are so much afraid of us. But they still want to accomplish their mission against our dream. They still want to accomplish their mission against our destiny. So the only thing they do to accomplish their mission is to magnify the problems of the world before us. To magnify our own problem. To make them big. To make them unsurmountable. So that we become worried. We become anxious. We are distracted. Even in the church, we are still thinking about the problem. Even when we are kneeling down before God, we are still thinking about the problem. Do you know what he's doing? He has taken your mind off who you are. who God is. He has made you vulnerable so that he can strike you now. That's what witches do. They make themselves as if they are more powerful. Look at the way when we raise a prayer point about witch. Every church, when they say, let's deal with ancestral powers. Let's deal with witches in our family. Go and see the way people pray. When it is in Achimota Forest or Legon Botanical, that is when they hang on three branches.
Raka, oka.
They are dealing with which. Then the three branches will break. But when they say, let's pray for the nation. When they raise some prayer to labor. But when it is witch, hey! Because we see the witch too big. Too powerful. You know, the witches are laughing. Because they are rather afraid of us. So they create that situation
into what she says that if you know
of fear
and
whatever in us
baby,
so that they can have their way
now,
to control to beat our head.
Now,
there are witches in the church here. There are witches. I know them.
I see baby.
I shake hands with them. I've eaten with a witch. We put our hands. One time we went to a seminar in Kumasi. And then the bowls were finished. Fufu. We will eat it together. We put our hands. I know she's a witch. I know. And she knows I know. If I say I have authority or power, let me show you then.
And then my men saw me then and
one time she told my wife,
I said, I'm going to
your husband is too spiritual.
Ah, okay, dear, or your home, Nipadodo.
Your husband is too spiritual.
Okay, your home, Nipadodo.
When you are driving with him,
now only any cash, say,
even when you are talking,
and put some more can look at some poor,
he's speaking in tongues.
No, Casavovro
inside the car. Always there is fire. So when they were seated, we went to meet, they were seated together and she was there. So when
no,
my wife was telling me, they say you are very spiritual. They say there is fire around you. Even when you are talking, there is fire in the car. And I said,
I said,
you don't know. It means she has tried me.
They said, wow, so nice.
Do you know how much she has tried
me?
Do you know the things she has done? Then she said, you have said the thing, no?
What can I say, no?
So she's not only praising you.
And that's what you are.
You think she's praising me?
Is what you are.
She's not praising me.
When you are,
she has tried me.
Wow, so nice.
That is why sometimes I don't raise any prayer point about witchcraft. Witches are the slowest, the lowest of all powers. Anybody who has joined any group or court, whatever, in the smallest way, you have witchcraft. Witchcraft is the first one they will give you. Witchcraft is the first thing. Every initiation into occult, into any group, is witchcraft first. Witchcraft, because that gives you the power to dominate. To manipulate. When they initiate you, some boldness enters you. So that you can operate. Look, some of our people who are in secret society, I know them. They are wizards and witches. I'm telling you. Lodges. Look at how they are bold. It is witchcraft spirit. That's the first thing they will give you. To make you bold. The day I went to unfold the tomb of my senior pastor's wife, the late Mama Susie. And the daughter, they died on the same day. Within 2 years, the mother died on the same day. When my senior pastor said we should go and open the tomb. When we went and we're coming, we saw a Roman Catholic group. They were coming to bury somebody. And they were holding something like that. And they were moving. The guy in front of them. Look. When you look at him and you have eyes, the guy was not a human being.
I saw
very bold. About 15. You see darkness over them. Me myself, when I confronted them first, my heart beat. And I started speaking in tongues. If such a person is your husband, if such a person is your boss,
and I saw you penia,
and you don't know your rights,
now
who you are, you will never be happy.
When he ended that,
you will never be happy.
When he ended that,
look, there are superpower. Witchcraft is the kindergarten one.
There's a big idea. I'm going to get a crowd to me in a move.
So if you are afraid of witches,
it is a wish from here.
Then you are finished. Then you are finished.
Where we?
This is all you need to understand.
When in here, what I say.
That was why God told Joshua.
It's not make catch Joshua.
Be strong.
Yeah,
and courageous.
And yeah,
be strong.
Yeah,
and courageous.
Yeah, yeah,
be strong.
Yeah,
and courageous.
Yeah, yeah,
we are going to leave the
cup.
The last thing I want to say before we leave the
cup.
I was sharing this with the lady pastor. What the Lord was teaching me. There is difference between individual praying and collective praying. When you are praying alone, the devil knows your weaknesses. He knows the areas of your life that you have given him the right. So even though you are praying, he knows the areas, maybe as we are coming to church, somebody annoyed you. You insulted somebody. Maybe you went and fornicated. So he knows that against you. You have not confessed. So alone praying. There is so much involved. Maybe even as you are sitting here, you and somebody are not talking. That is a door. You are not obedient. That is a door. Yesterday I was talking to somebody in my office. I said, you don't know.
I said, we need
You don't know. You have you are seeing a different Dela.
Oh, Dela for program.
Because what you have done, eh?
If you say ni awaye no,
I would have cursed you.
And come do me wo
before your face.
Oh, wa when him.
I won't curse you at your back.
Men do me wo wechi.
But now, even when I open my mouth, a curse doesn't come.
Na se si ampo mi biema no na no me mpo emabiu.
Yes.
Ani.
I find myself rather blessed.
Na ohu ni ho se se nko se odo mi no oyira omo.
If you are a person who curses people by heart,
now you'll be also domain grow for keke.
God cannot use you.
Yamitimi found ye juma.
I'm telling you.
Oh, catch it.
Open your mouth. You are cursing people. Use your mouth to bind the devil.
For one of our teacher when some no
and deal with powers.
Now to me
and speak people out of their situation.
Na kasanam kwa fu and few or motivia mo.
The way you use your mouth.
Send now what do you want to know?
Determines the intensity of the anointing that will flow through you.
And also by Tresenia and was seven umuno and obey the alpha.
That's why when you see men of God who are very quiet, they are simple, they are like Papa E.A. Adeboye.
He said, Papa Adeboye, and I said, Moko, Nankeka, Nubia,
they are 3,000 high voltage electricity. 3,000.
Don't cry. Mina, I want you to
know. 3,000.
I know a day.
Power voltage.
I know the papa.
Let me tell you.
Mami, can you know?
These people you hear on the radio, you see in the.
They
carry some guy name.
Na, omo di edimi atutu to omo so.
Iron breaker.
There's a mibubu na
one touch.
Marco prema
so and so.
Say.
Look, they are empty.
There's a omo hini omumu.
They are using demonic powers.
Omo di adamoni tumi na yejuma.
They are empty.
Omo top and hini omumu.
Look, if you know,
sir, win him.
That is the spirit of God that is using you.
Nyame ho na di yejuma.
When will you have the boldness?
Na
and say, I am.
Utimi kasa.
You can't.
Who to me?
That's the difference of but when we are praying collectively,
that
we are coming to do right now, we lift this cup. We break delays in the house. That one is collective. When we say in the house, the enemy doesn't know where to touch.
Are you getting me?
I don't know whether you are getting me.
Because
all of us are one. So he doesn't see the weakness of this person. The weakness of the... I don't know whether you are getting me. Yes. Who is saying we break this in the house? All our problems are one. But when we are praying one, he is laughing.
I need
the like 1984, when I was casting a demon. From secondary school,
no,
I was casting a demon from somebody.
Adamon,
the demon will look at you and laugh.
Adamon,
you think you can cast me out with fufu and grandos soup?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Fufu ni ngate kwai. Obu agra.
I asked the brother who was with me. I said, ah.
Na obiso ni abema no kama. I said, ah.
What did you eat?
And then how dear?
Oh, brother Dela.
Oh, brother.
Those days they call me brother Dela.
Oni abema Dela.
But.
Ne kura ni say.
I am really loaded.
They say my shema
fufu and
fufu soup. Fufu ni.
I say, leave this place.
And if fear, go cry.
Immediately he separated himself.
Na onya ti ne ho pe.
Within some minutes.
Simemu kakra bi pe no.
The demon came out.
Adam ni pivi onu ba kunu mu.
Hey, Rukia, how are you? The other day the envelope you brought, it's a big envelope. I didn't know. I opened it only yesterday. This is about 3 weeks ago. Your envelope, eh? It was a big one, eh? May God give you bigger envelopes.
Amen.
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 We want to pray now.
We
are going to leave the camp. We are praying corporate prayer. Corporate prayer. We are lifting the cup. Let me tell you, no matter what has happened to you, Jesus Christ is your beginning.
Now, yes, you know what I say.
The eternal covenant is your beginning. The eternal covenant is your starting point. When I hear Christians, at least two people have come to me before. Pastor, they put juju in front of my door.
So
when I woke up, immediately I stepped in it. Now look at the way I'm walking. I said, did you see the juju?
I said,
no.
I said,
so how do you say, you see, whenever this thing happened to you, it means that they put
juju
there, you
stepped in.
You know, if I were to be the devil, I would have stopped doing many things. If I were to be witches, I would have stopped. But even what I am not doing, they say I am the one. They put you there, you step in. It is true. It works against some people. But you, the Bible said that he that is in me, he that is in me. What does the Bible say? I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, to walk over serpents and scorpions, and all the powers of darkness. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So if it is true,
it is an
they put juju there, and truly you step in it,
and
something is happening to you, there is something wrong with you. It means you yourself, you are not correct. Say, my Father in heaven, thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you for this revelation. Thank you for opening my eyes. Say, my Father in heaven, I come to you tonight as a covenant child of God.
Say, Apamba.
As a covenant child.
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 Say, Apamba.
Declare.
Yes, Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, tonight as a covenant child. 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 As a covenant child, I come before you, Lord. As a covenant child, 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 I come before you, Lord. I come before you, Lord. As a covenant child, 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 I come before you, Lord. As a covenant child. As a covenant child, I come before you. I come before you. I come before you. I come before you. As a covenant child, as a covenant child, as a covenant child, as a covenant child, as a covenant child,
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven, I declare tonight, I have inherited the eternal covenant. I'm a child of the eternal covenant. Tonight, let the eternal covenant arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me. Arise and speak for me. Arise and deliver me. Let the eternal covenant arise and fight. 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 Please, I pray that you are recording this thing to play.
Now,
I am recording my message. Because some of the things that are coming out of
me,
I don't know. I need to record and play when we are coming. I am playing my message. She's always playing my messages. Look, the eternal covenant is a living thing. Anything spiritual is a living thing.
Anything
spiritual
is a living thing.
The eternal covenant is a living thing. It has a voice. And do you know something? When you have the support of the covenant, when the covenant, the eternal covenant is supporting you, it's your foundation. Even out of the rock, water will come out. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. What drop of water from the rock? It is a covenant. When that covenant is with you, anywhere you get to, you will succeed. Even where people cannot succeed, you because of the covenant. Look in Genesis 13.
Now, most of medicated me, sir.
When Lot and Abraham separated,
Abraham
told Lot,
Abraham catch Lot say,
we don't have to argue.
And who here say be he is about no?
You are my son.
Oye me babe ma.
Choose.
Pa mo ba kon.
Choose any path.
Pa mo afa no mo ba kon be bia pe.
Lot look at the marshy ground.
Or he may be how you from
the beautiful with his eyes.
And in any honor from now.
What was left for Abraham was mountainous area. Hills.
Abraham
go to Israel and see.
Go Israel now.
Mountains, hills.
Mipone
akoko. But you know.
Nasunim.
Those rocks.
Sir, about I know.
When you plant tomatoes.
Sir, who dear tomatoes, woman?
When you plant cassava.
Who dear banchi, woman?
Kaya kota.
Yeah.
You think it's just a rock?
Who dear say a book again?
It's a covenant.
Eya pam.
The covenant has transformed the rock.
Na apam na sisa abu about I know.
Do you know what made Isaac succeed in a farming land? We saw it yesterday.
And now you hear
covenant. Say, my father in heaven. Let the covenant. Let the eternal covenant. Produce success. Wherever I find myself. Let the eternal covenant. Produce success for me. Produce breakthrough for me. Produce open doors for me. Wherever I find myself. Let the eternal covenant. Manifest success. Manifest breakthrough. Manifest fertility. Manifest. Pray that prayer right now.
I'm not going to be able to do that. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I like the way the lady pastor is praying. We are going to pray like
this.
Please get this. Look, your case is different.
Why send me a strong?
Do you know why the Bible says Psalm 92, verse 14? Even in their old age, they will still bear fruit. They will stay fresh and green. Even in their old age. Look, you know the covenant that is backing you. Look, you will not have pressure. You will not worry. Two of you, the same thing will happen to you. But the effect, the outcome, will determine on the covenant that is covering the two of you. I am telling you, two of you will experience the same danger, the same trouble, but the outcome will be determined by the covenant. Look at Isaac. God said, you are not ordinary. You are a covenant child. So in this land, when you go and read the whole of Psalm 92 from verse 1, it's covenant. Who said your womb is dead? Let doctor tell you. Look, they told me that after in-law, we went, they said you can't have a child.
Nah,
it's not possible. Doctor Amu Mensah, head of gynecology department, that time.
Sabrina.
He said, I said, do you know I have a child?
I said, who is that?
You have a child.
I said, I won't.
I said, I won't come here.
I see me my baby.
The next time I will come
here, I'll be full from ever.
I'll come and show you my baby. And the next time I went,
and I'll be full from some choir. No,
we carry Eduji
there.
When you are a covenant child, your case is different. You see, do you know that God is angry with us? Because we are living by the economy of our country.
Hey,
Akufuado.
Oh, Akufuado.
Nanao.
Oh, Nano.
Hey,
Akufuado.
Hey, JJ. Hey, Jomama. Hey, that is all.
And one here, wow.
Today the market is difficult.
And then they just saw your thing.
That shouldn't be your language.
No.
Because you have a covenant. Say me, it is well with me. Isaiah 3:10. Tell the righteous. Tell the righteous. It shall be well. And when you continue to say it, Apostle Franklin Aidan came.
It's
a man of God. I want to go to
Canada.
I've not been there. I need visa.
Me here, visa.
I pray with him. He went, they gave him. They gave him visa. They gave him visa. Tomorrow he's flying to US.
I cannot go US.
And then from there to other places.
If you are not copy, I will follow.
Look, walk as a covenant child.
Nanti say apamba.
And you know.
Now we need.
Do you know the reason why many of you are not walking in covenant?
When
you
say move, bring Nanti to apamba.
You are living a loose life.
They say Abraham Obono. I say.
You are not
disciplined.
You talk anyhow. You live anyhow.
You
do anything. The covenant doesn't work like that. Your husband annoys you. Who is your husband? A human being.
Has
annoyed you. So you won't go to church. So you stop being what you are being.
A
human being. Even a pastor. A human being. Who is man? That you are mindful of him. Say, my Father in heaven. What the everlasting covenant did for Isaac in Gerar, in a famine land, in a famine land, in a famine land, in a famine land. What the eternal covenant did for Isaac in Gerar, let it do for me in Ghana. Let it do for me in Ghana. Clap your hands. Let it do for me in Ghana, in Okaisi, in Malata, in Kotobabi, wherever I am, wherever my shop is. Hey! Kaya, ya, 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 ya. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Workers and business people, those who own your own companies and whatever. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Father in heaven. What the eternal covenant or the everlasting covenant did for Isaac's business in
Gerar.
In Gerar. Let the same covenant that I have inherited do for my business in Ghana. Do for my work in Ghana. Do for my work in Ghana. For my business in Okaisi, in Malata, in Jowolu, in Accra, wherever my business is situated. What the eternal covenant did for the business of Isaac in Gerar, let it do for me right now. As I clap my hand, do the same for my business. Hey, hey, in this way. Hey, 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 hey. Hey.
Satakaba Asatakaba Asalakaba Alakaba Rakata Aipakalokara Ayakatakabaya Eternal covenant Marakata. Let the eternal covenant break the ground.
We want to come to the cup. We are going to repeat this prayer. The days in which we are, be very alert. This particular prayer we pray. Business people in the house, workers in the house, don't sleep over this.
Men, now so that
from today to December, you come here and give testimonies. What did the Bible say? Isaac planted in the same year. In the land of Gera. Genesis 26. Verse 12. Because of the covenant. God told Isaac. You don't have to go to Egypt. You have a covenant. The covenant of Abraham. So stay here. Begin to go for the communion. Stay here for a while and I'll be with you. The Bible says Isaac planted. In the same year, he reaped 100-fold. Let me tell you, I believe in hard work. My wife always
thank God for my life that I am a hard worker. Who told you it's hard work? Go abroad and see how people are working. But the system takes away the money. Hard work is good. Education is good. Everything is good. But listen to me. It's a covenant. Everybody pick one. Just pick one. Some of you, you pick 3-4. How much offering do you give? Right now, the box of this is about 4,600. About 4,600, a box.
I see, I see.
If you want to be taken it every, go and buy it and bring. I'll bless it for you.
Now
do you know, as you have picked it, you are going to clap your hands. So put it somewhere. Find a place and put it. Sit down. I want to give you 2 prayer points. Let me tell you. We just prayed one. And we are still going. We are now going to pray collect in the house. Say in the house. Say in the house. The eternal covenant. Produce business prosperity and success for Isaac in Gera, in Emma, the
Juma, Isaac, yeah, no, oh, ye wo Gera, or Koma Sase, so.
That the eternal covenant.
And which I said, that apam no.
Can prosper you wherever you are.
A bit, mama, why ye, baby, obia.
You don't know why I agreed to keep, to put the church here.
Only nature made you to say, we see a solid and over her.
It is not the area that makes you. It is you who make the area. It is what you carry that makes the area. Why are people still coming from Damfa, Dowenya, other places to church here? Why? You think it's ordinary? No. Some of you look at the homes. Beautiful homes. Look at the gata gata here. What makes you drive here?
It's
a covenant. It's not yourself. It's a covenant. A bishop will pass one. He has a church in airport. He said, 20 years, the membership hasn't crossed 100.
Airport.
So what am I doing? What am I doing?
And then I'm here.
It's covenant. So listen to me. Covenant can bring success wherever you are. Number 2. Covenant can bring money out of anything. Covenant produce water out of the rock.
And
covenant produce money out of the mouth of the fish. As long as it concerns Jesus, anything could produce money. Look, in John chapter 6, covenant multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
These
things, they are too deep for you. This one, you don't receive it after work because you have gone to work. Your mind is tired.
I'm telling you, your
mind is tired. This one, when you come to church fresh,
then
it will sink. Look, if we pray this prayer well, I say, if we pray this prayer well, coming Christmas, will be your greatest Christmas since you were born. Is everybody holding it right now? Keep it somewhere. Rise up right now. Say, my Father in heaven, I am holding in my hand the cup of the eternal covenant. The cup of the eternal covenant. The cup of the eternal covenant. Say, my Father in heaven, I believe in the power of the eternal covenant. I believe in the power of the eternal covenant. Say, my Father in heaven, what the eternal covenant give for Isis business in Gera. What the eternal covenant did for Isis business in Gera. Let this eternal covenant do the same for every business, for every job, for every career in this house, in this house, in this house, in this house. As we clap our hands, let the eternal covenant repeat it in this house. Repeat, 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 repeat,
repeat, yes,
in Jesus' name. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the eternal covenant terminate every poverty in this house. Terminate indebtedness in this house. Terminate lack in this house. Terminate scarcity in this house. As we clap our hands, let the eternal covenant terminate, 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 terminate poverty, terminate lack, terminate scarcity, terminate indebtedness, in this house, in this house, in this house, in this house, in this house.
Hey!
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
In
the mighty name of Jesus
Christ.
Let the eternal covenant.
Let the eternal covenant.
Whose child I am.
Whose child I am.
Terminate. Terminate delays in this house. Listen, when we talk about delays, barrenness, don't always think about physical pregnancy. When we talk about miscarriage, don't let your mind only go on physical pregnancy.
Look,
have you seen people start a business? 6 months. 1 year. The company is collapsed. That is miscarriage. Miscarriage of ideas. It's everywhere. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In
the name of Jesus Christ.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
As a child.
As a child.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
I declare.
Let the power.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
Terminate.
Terminate.
Delays in this house.
Delays.
Barrenness in this house.
Barrenness.
Barrenness in this house.
Barrenness in this house.
Failure in this house.
Failure in this house.
Disappointment in this house. Delays in this house. As we clap our hands. Let the eternal covenant. Terminate. Terminate. Terminate delays. Terminate barrenness. Terminate. Terminate. Delays. Barrenness. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven. As a child of the new covenant.
As a child of the new covenant.
As a child of the eternal covenant. Let the eternal covenant produce immediate fulfillment.
In profimo, my sir.
timely manifestation in the house. Timely manifestation in the house. Sudden manifestation in the house. As we lift the cup of the eternal covenant, we declare, let the power of the eternal covenant produce immediately timely manifestation of our testimonies, of our dreams, of our expectation. Let this cup of the eternal covenant produce timely manifestation, timely breakthroughs, timely breakthroughs, timely open doors as we clap our hands. Timely, 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 timely,
Say, as I drink the cup of the eternal covenant, let the power of the eternal covenant usher me. Into my next level. Into my next level. Into my next level. Say, by the power of the eternal covenant, I walk into my next level. I walk into my next level. I walk into my next level. I walk into my
next level.
Pick your cup right now. I walk into my next level. I walk into my testimony. I walk into my healing. I walk into my deliverance. I walk my family. I walk my marriage. Walk anything of yours right now. Walk it out of the place where it is. Walk your company out of where it is right now.
Yes,
yes, yes. I walk myself. I walk myself. I walk my dream. I walk my destiny into its fulfillment. I walk myself right now. I walk myself out of singleness. Singles in the house, walk yourself out of singleness. Walk yourself out of singleness. Walk yourself into marital homes. Yes, I walk myself out of singleness. I walk myself out of barrenness into fruitfulness. I walk myself out of loneliness. I walk myself.
I
walk yourself right now.
I walk myself. I walk myself.
Baranda rapta kabaya.
I walk myself.
Urakatani. Urakatakaba. I walk myself into prosperity. I walk myself into increase. I walk myself into life. I walk my company. I walk my ministry into another level. I walk my ministry into a new realm, into a new level. I walk my ministry out of mediocrity. I walk my ministry out of mediocrity. I walk my ministry out of limitation. I walk my marriage. I walk my husband. I walk my wife. I walk my children.
Ibayakata, 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 Arakata Kabaya, Arakata. Walk myself out of poverty. I walk myself out of scarcity. I walk myself into wealth. I walk myself into riches. I walk myself into riches. I walk myself into wealth. 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 I walk myself out of every tribe. Every trap of the devil, I walk myself out of every trap, every ensnarement. I walk my marriage out. I walk my husband out. I walk my finances out. I walk my business out. Yes, walk something out right now. Walk something out. Walk something into another realm. Sakataka. Abrakatakaba. Aleba aritaka. Walk the church out. Walk the church out. Walk the house out. We walk the house out. We walk this house out of limitation. We walk this house out of mediocrity. We walk this house into prominence. We walk this house into prominence. Walk your business into international recognition. Walk your company into international recognition. Walk your business and your company into international recognition, into national recognition, into local recognition. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say by faith.
By faith.
I receive.
I receive.
And I eat.
And I eat.
The broken body.
The broken body.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
To live my walk.
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 To live my covenant.
To live my covenant.
In the name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we eat together right now? Say by faith, we walk this church. Every marriage in this church.
Every marriage in this church.
Every family in this church.
Every family in this church.
Every business in this church.
Every business in this
every
church.
Every career in this church.
Every career in this church.
Every establishment in this church.
Every establishment in this church.
Every financial life in this church.
Every financial life in
every
this church.
Every economic life in this church.
Every economic life in this church.
Every childlessness in this church.
Every childlessness in this church.
Every singleness in this church.
Every singleness in
every
this church.
Every barrenness in this church.
Every barrenness in this church.
We walk it out right now.
We walk it out.
We walk it out right now.
We walk it out
into fruitfulness.
Into fruitfulness.
Into productivity.
Into productivity.
Into national recognition.
Into national recognition.
Into global recognition.
Into global recognition.
We walk it right now.
We walk it right now.
Into prosperity.
Into prosperity.
Into wealth.
Into wealth
through
this cup
of the new covenant
of the new covenant
of the eternal covenant
of the eternal covenant
of the eternal covenant
of the eternal covenant
we walk this house into life
into life
into life
into life
by faith
we drink
to live
to live
we walk
every member of this house
into good health
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 into good
every member of this house
every member of this
and all our partners
and all our partners
that are online we walk them out of their current situation
out of their current situation
out of their present situation
out of their present situation
we walk them out of their current situation
we walk them out of
we walk them out of their present situation we walk them out we walk them out we walk them out we walk them out
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.